The complicated plan rarely works. In politics, as in machinery, the fewer moving parts in general, the better. The Master. Davy found his room, stumbled into the shower, shaved, and dried himself. He couldn't remember feeling this rough since he was a teenager, discovering shots. On the untouched bed, someone had laid out his grey woollen suit, a fresh white shirt, and a claret tie. He dressed, doused himself with aqua di parma, and headed downstairs for breakfast. He'd noticed before that all his sharpest thoughts came in the shower, as if something as simple as a hail of hot water on the cranium really did stimulate the brain. Right now, his mind was revolving around a single thought. Caro would save him. She wouldn't cut her partner loose. She'd stay loyal to this Angela. Cheers all round. The first gay PM. Though she'd more or less confessed to him that she was a psychopath, that was something the world never needed to know. There would be public outrage if Caroline dumped her partner. Her reputation would be shredded, surely. She had no need to do the US deal. No skeletons in that closet, and with Angela at her side, she'd have proved her independence from the Master. She just had to do the right thing. She had to stay strong. For his part, he'd plead with her to cut Angela off just as the Master had demanded. Caro would assume that he was doing it for the narrowest, sleaziest personal reasons, led by his cock, and she'd refuse. They'd fall out. Her disappointment and her contempt for him would be part of his justified punishment. He'd have tried to do what he was told so he didn't need to worry about blackmail. He certainly wouldn't serve as Foreign Secretary, certainly wouldn't broker any deal. And because she wouldn't do what they asked, and nor would he, their whole plan would fail. If she would only stand firm, Britain would get in Caroline Phillips a new leader untainted by either the Master or the American deal. As he headed downstairs to the breakfast area, shouldering past a dishevelled gladiator, he felt his mind race. He'd be absolutely open with Caro. Tell her that she was the chosen one. Explain what she'd have to do, give her his support, and tell her he was resigning from Parliament. She had a good tactical sense. She'd understand what was going on. She'd realise that this was the most important moment of her life. She'd brush his sleazy pleading about Angela aside, and she'd make the right decision. By refusing to disown her lover, she would save herself. By saving herself, she would save him. He'd get his honourable exit. The Master, having had two candidates, would be left with none. She just had to do the right thing. Feeling considerably brighter and sharper, Davy inquired of the restaurant manager where Mrs. Phillips was sitting.
"She's not here," he shrugged.
She'd have taken breakfast up in her room, perhaps. She was due to speak. She'd be rehearsing her speech or struggling with some paperwork. Of course she wouldn't have come down for breakfast. She, at least, was a professional. He banged three times on her door. No answer. Beginning to feel flustered, he went back downstairs to the reception desk and asked the concierge to phone her room. Again a shrug, and when he rang there was no answer. Pulling rank and explaining that it was a matter of political importance, he persuaded one of the hotel managers to return upstairs with him and open Caroline's door. She just had to do the right thing. In his head, spinning with dark dreams, Davy already knew what they'd find. The rumpled bed, the empty glasses scattered on the floor, and that beautiful, mature but almost flawless body lying naked, face down, and lifeless. But he was wrong. The room was lifeless, certainly. It had been cleaned and the bed had been made. There were no cases, papers, clothes, or any other sign of Caroline Phillips. Even her scent had vanished. She had disappeared. Showtime.